Now, I think tonight that Lydia has the eldest companion with us and the youngest. She's got them both. She's got her mother and her grandson. Praise the Lord.
对的，今天晚上呢，应该Lydia，她的两个同伴呢，一个是最老的，一个最年轻的，一个就是她的妈妈和她的孙子。
Very, very good. So again, welcome to everyone else. It is summertime and each of us is in different circumstances, but we're glad that you are able to join us tonight.
因为我们再次欢迎大家，现在是夏季了，夏季了，我们每个人呢都处在不同的环境中，但是非常高兴你们大家都能加入这个学习。
And we're praying that we will get others joining us as our time goes on, but we're so thankful that you are here.
我们会祷告呢，就是在我们祷告的时候呢，哎，更多的人能加入这个学习，我们也非常感恩你们现在已经加入我们学习的人。
We have been studying in the book of Ephesians. We'll just finish that up tonight. And then we'll keep on going to the next book in the Bible, which is the book of Philippians. And hopefully we can learn some things there that will be of help to us.
因为我们今天呢已经学习了，要把这个以弗所书呢，今天晚上估计就学完了。学完了以后呢，我们下一本书呢就是腓立比书。
So let's pray, and then we'll get started in our study tonight.
因为我们现在祷告，然后开始我们今天的晚上的学习。
Lord, we are thankful that you have promised to be with us when we study the Bible.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，当我们学习圣经的时候呢，您应许了我们，您会与我们同在。
Sometimes, Lord, when we study, we learn many things. Other times, we're not really sure what we're learning, but we know that definitely you are reinforcing your truth to us as we consider the Bible.
主啊，有时候呢，我们学习的时候呢，我们知道我们能够去理解；有时候呢，我们学习的时候，我们不一定理解到底讲的是什么。但是我们知道是您在加强我们、强调您的在圣经里的给我们的真理。当我们学习您的圣经的时候
，And so, Lord, we just pray that you will be with each one tonight.
所以主啊，我们。 祷告，您会与我们在座的每一个人同在。We
pray that the Spirit of God will send a specific message to each heart so that each of us can say, yes, the Spirit of God taught me this evening.
所以我们祷告就是神的圣灵呢，会给每一个人的内心给他们传递一个特别的信息，这样呢，我们每个人都会说是的，是神的圣灵在对我的心灵说话。And
we're praying, Lord, that not only will we be taught, we're praying that you will humble us to the point of obeying and following what it is that we learn from you tonight.
对主啊，我们也祷告，我们仅仅是在这里受教。同样的，我们也是说呢，我们要学习到一个程度呢，到一个点上，就是呢，我们在学到神的真理的时候呢，我们要谦卑自己去顺服我们所学到的真理。So
we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask you for blessing.
我们现在呢，先来感恩呢，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求您的赐福。
Amen.
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 Well, if you'll turn again to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
大家如果跟他一起翻到以弗所书的第六章。
If you have a Bible, Ephesians chapter 6 is where we will start our considerations this evening.
如果你手上有本圣经呢，你可以翻到以弗所书第六章，这是今天晚上我们要学习的。
And Roy, if you can just confirm with me, I presume that we got down last week to just about the end of Ephesians 6, did we not?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, that's very good. You've got a better memory than me, and I thank you for that.
You have a good memory also.
All right, so in summary then, the book of Ephesians starts out in the first three chapters telling us all about the great blessings that Jesus gives to everyone who receives him as Savior.
所以呢，这个以弗所书前面的三章呢，主要是讲到呢，我们的主耶稣基督给每一个人的赐福，如果我们接受他做我们的救主的话。
And then in the last three chapters, we have instruction as to how to live in the light of those wonderful blessings that he has given us.
所以在后面的三章里呢，我们被告知呢，如果我们收到了就是神赐给我们的那些福气的话呢，我们怎么样去过一个我们基督徒的人生？
And so we have lessons as to how to live in the church. We have lessons as to how to live in the world. We have lessons as to how to live in our families, and we have lessons as to how to be a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ and do his work.
所以呢，我们有这样的课程呢，就是说呢，怎样我们在教会里生活，还有这样的课程呢，我们怎么样在社会上生活，还有一个课程呢，我们在家庭里是怎么样生活，还有一个课程告诉我们呢，我们怎样成为主耶稣基督的战士。
And just to summarize last week, but there are 7 or 8 things that the Christian should do in his service for the Lord, in his warfare for the Lord, telling other people about Jesus.
所以这个呢，我们总结一下，就是上次我们讲到大概有7到8件事情，就是呢，我们在我们服侍我们主的过程中，还有在我们去为了主的福音去传福音的那样的一些战斗中。
Verse 14 says, we should have our lives filled with righteousness. We should put on a breastplate of righteousness so that we are protected. We don't do evil so that the devil cannot get to us.
这个呢，第14节告诉我们，要用真理当作带子，束缘公义，当护胸襟。这样呢，我们要去读真理，去保护自己。这样呢，如果我们像这么去做，那么那个魔鬼呢，他就不会打败我们。
And then verse 15 says that our feet are to be shod. We're to put on the shoes of readiness to teach the gospel.
第15节说，那用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And that basically means that we should always be prepared to tell people about Jesus.
这个基本上讲呢，就是说我们随时准备好要去和别人传讲主耶稣。
If someone were to ask you how to get their sins forgiven, how to get eternal life, what would you say?
所以如果有些人问我们说呢，我的罪怎么样可以被赦免，我怎样可以得到永生，那么这个时候你会跟他怎么讲呢？
And so you prepare something that you would say if that element were to come up in conversation. Be prepared to tell people those most important things.
所以你要准备好一些你要讲的事情，这样呢，在这样的情况发生的时候呢，你就可以去把你准备好的东西去告诉他们。
And then we take the shield of faith, and the shield of faith is what we learn from the Bible. The more you read the Bible, the more you will believe God and Jesus and the Bible.
然后呢，这个呢，就是第16节说呢，我们要拿那个信德信心当盾牌，信心当盾牌，这就是说呢，我们要去从圣经里去学习神的真理。你圣经学的越多，你的信心就越坚强。
Then verse 16-17 rather says, take the helmet of salvation, which is the protection for the head that you get by thinking the things of God. Don't think evil thoughts.
然后第十七节讲呢，我们要戴上救恩的头盔。这个救恩的头盔呢，就是说你大脑里你的思维，你要去想的事情，你要一直去思考神的事情，不要去想那些邪恶的事。
And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Be prepared to quote the Bible and to show people from the Bible what God says, because the Bible verses are like arrows. They're like swords that go right into the heart of the recipients.
这个呢，第十七节又说要拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。这个时候呢，你要准备好，你跟别人传福音的时候呢，你要准备引用圣经里的经文，告诉他们圣经里是怎么说的。所以这样的圣经的里面的经文呢，它实际上就像一个箭，它就像也像射出去的箭，对那些呢接受你话的那些人的内心呢是很有效，可以穿透的。
And verse 18 says, and keep on praying, pray and pray. Fill your mind with thoughts of prayer. As you go through the day, say, Lord, help me. As you find yourself telling people about the Lord Jesus, you say, Lord, would you help me? Keep on praying.
这个呢，第十八节继续说呢，随时随地要在圣灵里祷告祈求。祷告祈求的意思呢，就是说呢，你要一直在你传福音时候，你要在脑子里一直在祷告，随时随地你都要祷告。你要跟主说，主啊，求您来帮助我。就每个时候你都要说呢，我需要主的帮助。
And the last one, which is probably number 8, if we were to count them, simply says, watching with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
所以最后一个呢，如果我们要数到第八的话呢，那有可能最后一条是第八条。第八条说呢，要在此警醒不倦，为众神徒祷告。
We don't just pray, we keep watching for answers.
所以我们不仅仅只是祷告，我们要一直着说警醒，警醒神的那个应允会到来。
One of the reasons Christians get discouraged is that they don't watch when the answers come and they don't rejoice when the answers come.
所以呢，有一个其中一个原因让基督徒灰心的是呢，当神的应允来的时候，他们并没有警醒，他们并不知道，或者说当神的应允、神应允祷告来到的时候，他们内心没有喜乐。
We have a prayer meeting at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, as many of you know, on Tuesday evenings.
所以我们在第十六节福音教会的星期二的晚上，你们大家很多人都知道，我们有一个祷告会。
There are many things that we pray about on those occasions.
所以呢，在那个地方呢，我们有很多事情，我们都会去祷告。
But there are also times when we praise the Lord and give thanks because the Lord has.Answered our prayers.
所以同样在祷告会上呢，我们也赞美主，向神献上感恩，因为神应允了我们的祷告。
And in each of the last three Tuesday evenings, at least, we have seen dramatic answers to prayer from preceding weeks, and we say this is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. It's obvious you heard us and you answered.And we rejoice.
所以呢，很明显的就是说，在上几个礼拜二的晚上的祷告会上呢，我们的神应允呢，我们的在以前的那些祷告会上的祷告。所以我们说呢，感谢主，因为您呢听了我们的祷告，也应允了我们的祷告。
And now in verses 19 and 20, Paul says.When you're praying, don't forget to pray for me.
第十九节呢说呢，使徒保罗说，当你祷告的时候呢，你不要忘记为我祷告。
Let's read these verses. It says, you pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
第二十节说呢，也为我祷告，使我得着口才，能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了受捆锁的使者，便使我照着所当讲的放胆讲论。
It would be very easy for us to forget to pray for somebody like Paul, because we could say he's such a great man, he probably doesn't need our prayers. Mr. So-and-so, this situation, they're important to us, but Paul, he's way up there, he probably doesn't need prayer.
所以对我们的时候呢，很容易就不去为像使徒保罗这样伟大的人物祷告。我们说呢，他很厉害，他已经很伟大，所以他不需要我们的祷告。所以呢，就说也许那个某某先生某某人呢，他需要我们的祷告，但是呢，使徒保罗他是高高在上的，他的能力远超过我们，所以他应该不需要我们的祷告。
But in fact, he does need our prayer, and therefore, let me encourage you to pray for everyone. Pray for the strong, pray for the weak, pray for those who don't know the Savior, pray for the young, pray for the old, keep praying in all things, pray, and for all things, pray and give thanks.
所以呢，事实上呢，使徒保罗这样的人物呢，他们确实需要我们的祷告，所以我们要为每一个人祷告，我们要为那些强壮的人祷告，为虚弱的人祷告，为那些就是老人祷告，为小孩祷告，为那些不信的人祷告，为信徒祷告，所以我们要为每一个人祷告。
And now Paul finishes off by saying,regarding his friend Tychicus, verse 21, he says, but that you also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts.
第二节说呢，今有所亲爱的弟兄，在主里忠心的仆人忒基古，他要把我的情况并我现在如何告诉你们，叫你们知道。我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我的情况，又叫他安慰你们的心。
Now it's interesting that Paul says, I've sent you this letter, and it's nice to see the letter.But you deserve far more than just a letter. I am going to come to you when I can, but I can't come now. So I will send Tychicus to you. You should have personal contact.
所以这个呢，使徒保罗基本上就是说呢，我现在写封信给你们，但是你们呢应该得到的远远比只是信封更多的。所以呢，我愿意去你们那里跟你们接触，但是我现在去不了，所以呢，我就把这个主中心的仆人忒基古推荐给你们，他让他带着我的信去。你们呢，所以呢，你们不光是能看到我的信，也能和人接触。
The fact is that Christians are all part of a family.
所以事实上呢，基督徒们呢，都是家里的一部分。
And we all know that families are better when they are together.
我们也知道呢，当家庭成员聚在一起的时候呢，那个情况就好得多。
And so that is why Ivy is going to go back to China.On Sunday, Monday, because she wants to be with her family in China.
所以这就是为什么 Ivy 呢，她在星期天、星期一呢，她要回到中国去，因为她想和她的家人们待在一块儿。
And that is why Hong Lu and his father are together this evening, because Hong Lu has gone to visit his father, and they're happy to be together.
这就是为什么呢？今天呢，诺航和他的父亲呢，也在这里一起呢听我们这个讲道。因为呢，诺航专门从加拿大回去呢，去看他的父亲，跟现在跟他在一起。
A few weeks ago, Hong Lu was with us on Zoom, and his father in China was with us on Zoom. Hong Lu from Vancouver and his father from China together on Zoom, but thousands of miles apart. It's better to be together.
因为这个呢，就是呢，很多星期之前呢，诺航呢，还在温哥华的时候呢，他在Zoom上加入我们这个学习。他的父亲呢，在中国加入我们的学习，所以呢，他们两个其实上呢也是在一起，但是呢，这个时候呢，他们远隔几千英里的地方。
And it would be nice if we could all be in the same room this evening. We can't. It's better to be on Zoom to not be together at all, but it would be better if we could be together.
因为今天晚上呢，如果我们大家呢都能聚在同一个房间里呢，那是最好的。但是呢，在Zoom上聚会呢，总比完全没有聚会要好。但是呢，面对面的聚会那是更好的。
So, Paul says, "I'm going to send you Tychicus. I think he probably was the postman. I think he carried the letter, and then he went himself to."Ephesus to meet the Christians and to tell them all about Paul and to encourage their hearts in the Lord.
所以呢，这个呢，就是我认为呢，他现在就派了那个忒基古呢，相当于是一个邮差，所以他亲自把信带着从罗马去到以弗所。以弗所呢，这个时候呢，他所以可以面对面的去鼓励那个以弗所的那些圣徒们。
So when you can get together with the other Christians, you get together. I would love to be able to go and visit every single one whose name is on the screen this evening.
所以呢，只是说呢，当你那个能够去和其他的基督徒面对面的时候呢，你尽量去做，因为我特别愿意和今天在这个屏幕上所有的人单独的面对面的见面。
I get to see many of you at 16th Avenue Chapel. The rest I pray for because you're part of our family as well. I just don't know you, but we still pray for one another because we love one another because Jesus loves us.
因为我们呢很多在座的人呢，我在十六届福音教会见过他们。你们这些很多人呢，在这上面呢，没见过啊，我没面对面的见过。但你们仍然是我的家人，所以我也会为你们祷告。我爱你们，是因为主耶稣基督爱我们。
And then the conclusion in verses 23 and 24, the key things.That God gives us.
因为第二十三节、第二十四节呢，得出了结论。这里呢，就是神呢给我们的关键的东西。
What do Christians have?
那么基督徒有什么呢
？What do they get from reading the Bible?
当他们读圣经的时候，他们能够获取什么呢
？Number one, peace be to the brethren.
所以呢，你读圣经时，第一个呢，你是能够得到平安。
Number two, love, and number three, faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个呢，第二个呢就是爱，第三个就是信心，这一切呢都是从父神和主耶稣基督来的。
And number four, grace.
第四样呢就是恩典。
Christians.Are different from other people.
基督徒呢和其他的人呢不一样。
Christians have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒们有平安，我们拥有的平安呢是和我们神之间有平安，是通过我们的主耶稣基督。
There are many things that trouble us, but we can still go to sleep at night.
现在在我们的人生中呢，有很多的事情呢让我们难受，但是我们晚上呢仍然呢安然入睡。
And we can still say, Lord, lots of problems in my circumstances, but Lord, there's no problem with you. You're a good God, and thank you for giving me peace.
所以呢，我们说呢，主啊，我们在我的周围呢，在我的所有的环境中呢，我有很多的问题和麻烦，但是您却没有，您不会有这些事情，所以呢，我们和您之间呢。只有平安，感谢您赐给我平安。
And then the Lord Jesus Christ gives us love, love from God, and enough love that we can reach out with that love and love other people.
所以第二个呢，主呢赐给我们的呢就是爱，这个爱呢，他爱到足够的多呢，让我们可以接受到主的爱以后呢，去爱其他的人。
It isn't just love for us, it is love through us. That's absolutely wonderful.
这个呢，不光光是呢，他赐给我们爱，还同样呢，通过我们去爱别人。
And then the last thing we get is grace.
最后最后一件事情我们得到呢就是恩典。
Grace is the good things that God gives us that we don't deserve, but He just keeps on giving us because He's a loving Father.
因为恩典呢就是神呢赐给我们本来不配得的那样的一些东西，然后呢因为他是一个非常有爱的父，所以他一直呢赐给我们这些好东西，这就是恩典。
And frankly, Paul ends with a bit of a warning. He says, we get grace.
所以呢这个最后呢使徒保罗呢有一点点稍微的那种警示，他说呢我们得到了恩典。
All who love the Lord Jesus get grace, but we get it more for those who love him in sincerity.
因为呢就是呢我们所有的人呢，所有基督徒都能得到主耶稣基督的爱，但是那些真诚的爱主的人呢，会得到更多的爱。
Some people say, "Oh yeah, I love the Lord Jesus. Yeah, I'm okay."
有些人说是的，我爱主耶稣基督啊，这就足够了。
But other people, other Christians, they truly do love the Lord Jesus. It's obvious from their heart. It's obvious in their life, and they love with sincerity. The more you love with sincerity, the more grace God gives you.
所以有些人呢，他们呢，就是说呢，很明显的，他们爱主。他们从心里很明显的爱主，在他们的人生里呢，他们也很明显的爱主，所以他们爱主是真诚的，带着真诚的心去爱主的。所以你对爱主越真诚，你就得到的恩典越多。
In Vancouver, we tend to live in what I call the land of the casual.
所以呢我们在温哥华呢，我把它称之为一个比较随意的这样的一个土地。
We're often not very encouraged to take life terribly seriously.
我们通常呢我们不会说很认真的去对待人生。
Many people don't even take their jobs seriously in our day.
在我们当今的世界里呢，有些人呢，甚至都不认真的去对待他们的工作。
Most people don't take the responsibilities to their families very seriously.
很多人呢，对他自己的家庭应该负的责任呢，也并不是很认真的去做。
But the Lord says, no, Christianity is not a religion for the casual.Christianity is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that requires sincerity and zeal in our relationship.
所以呢，我们的主耶稣基督说呢， 基督精神呢，基督精神并不是说是一个很随意的事情，很随便的事情。我们的基督精神是我们基督徒跟主耶稣之间的这种我们很真诚的去对待的这样一个关系，我们和主之间的这样一个关系。
Don't be a casual Christian. You be a zealous Christian. Let people know you really do believe it.
所以呢，不要做一个很随意的基督徒，要做一个很有热心的基督徒，让其他的人知道你是真的信主的。
Some members of my father's family, my father's brothers, sisters, and their families, some of them, do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在他的父亲的那一辈人中间，就是他父亲的兄弟姊妹中的那些后代的家人中间呢，他们有些人呢不信主耶稣。
That is a great disappointment to many of us in our family.
所以这个呢，在我们家庭里呢，对我们所有的家庭成员来说，是一个对我们很失望的事情。
One particular cousin of mine came to the funeral that we held for our father when he died many years ago.
所以呢，他们其中的一个不管是堂兄表兄，还是堂弟表弟、堂妹表妹这样的一个人呢，当他父亲去世的时候，他的一个亲戚来参加他父亲的葬礼。
There were many took part in that funeral, including my sister and myself.
所以呢，很多人参加了那个葬礼，包括他的姐姐和他自己。
We actually sang a hymn about the Lord Jesus Christ at that funeral.
因为实际上在那个葬礼上呢，我们一起唱了一个赞美诗，关于我们的主耶稣基督的。
And my cousin after the funeral said to me this. She said, you know, one thing came clear to me in that funeral, and that was this.You really do love and believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在那个小赞美诗里，我们唱的是呢，就是说呢，有一件事情对我非常的有鼓励，就是说呢，你是真的爱主和相信主。
Well, I was very encouraged by that, as you can imagine. It's true.My sister and I really do love the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be casual Christians.
所以这件事情呢，对我的鼓励非常大，因为呢，我和我的姐姐呢，我们是真的爱主耶稣基督，并且热心的爱他。我们不是一些随意的基督徒。
All right. Well, those are my comments now.This evening on the subject of the book of Ephesians.
所以这个呢，所有的就是今天晚上我对这个主以弗所书这一部书的这本书的主题的那个讲解。
And we don't spend a lot of time in these meetings with questions, but at the end of our study now, if you were to have a question, we would try to answer it.
所以在我们这样一个学习里呢，通常呢，我们并没有花太多的时间让你们问问题。那么今天呢，我们这本书结束了。如果你真有问题的话呢，现在可以提出来。
Any questions on the book of Ephesians?
所以关于以弗所书有任何的问题，现在都可以提。
All right, that's not a lot of questions. If you have them, some of you will see me personally. If you've got a question, you let me know. Others of you, if you have a question that develops later, you let us know next time we're together or even tonight, and we'll try to answer it.
这个呢，好像没有太多的问题。 那么说，那你们那些认识我的人，如果看见我的时候，跟我会面的时候，那如果有问题呢，你可以提出来。那些你们在 Zoom 上的呢，如果你们有问题呢，你们也可以下一次提出来。就算是今天如果你想起来你有什么问题，你也可以随后提出来。
All right, well, I'm going to suggest you turn over in your Bibles now, and we'll start looking at the next epistle that Paul wrote, the epistle to the Philippians.
所以呢，我建议呢，你们把你们的圣经呢，翻一页，翻一页呢，翻到下一页，下一封书信，那个使徒保罗所写的，还是写给当时的腓立比的那些圣徒的。
All right, Philippians chapter 1, and we'll just read the introductory two verses together.
腓立比书第一章，首先呢，我们要把这个一二节这个介绍的经，两节经文读一下。
This says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops, and the deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
一节说呢，耶稣基督的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给在腓立比基督耶稣里的众圣徒和众监事众执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
So the first thing we notice about this epistle is that Paul doesn't write it alone. He said, Paul and Timothy. Timothy was with him. When he wrote it, Timothy agreed with what was mentioned, and Timothy was praying for them, as was Paul.
这个里面呢，我们首先知道的一件事情呢，是这封书信并不是使徒保罗单独写的。他是和提摩太一起写的，所以呢，当他写这封书信的时候呢，提摩太和他在一起。提摩太呢，他也会为那些众圣徒啊、监事、执事为他们祷告。
Regarding the letter to the Ephesians, Paul wrote it, but Tychicus that we read about in the last verses, Tychicus was with him. Tychicus carried the letter. Tychicus was.Part of that letter, Paul wrote the little epistle to the Philippians with Tychicus.
当时呢，我们刚才学到的那个以弗所书呢，实际上呢是使徒保罗单独写的。但是呢，在这个篇书信的结束，我们知道呢，他是派忒基古把这封书信送给他们。所以当时使徒保罗写这封书以弗所书的时候呢，那个忒基古是和保罗在一起的。
Here, Paul is writing with Timothy.
这里呢，他使徒保罗又跟提摩太一起写这封信。
And it's interesting that in the Bible, you will find, especially in the New Testament, that men of God work together.Not one on his own, not another on his own. They worked together.
在圣经里呢，你会读到一个非常有意思的一个现象，就是说呢，特别是在新约里，那个属神的人，他们工作的时候，他们服侍的时候呢，通常他们并不是一个人单独的服侍神，他们通常呢，有两个以上的人，他们一起在服侍神。
The principle from the Old Testament is very clear. It says this, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. But there were, for conviction, there was required at least two people or three people. You had to have witnesses for what you said.
这个呢，其实在旧约里的这个原则是非常清楚的。它里面讲的呢，就是说，如果从两个 或者三个人口里讲出来的这样的证据呢才能成立，这样呢就是有效的。所以呢当你要去做见证的时候呢，如果从两到三个人一起来做见证呢，让这个见证呢就更加有效。
You'll remember that regarding the resurrection from the dead in Acts chapter 1, Peter was zealous to make sure that there was 12 witnesses, and Judas had betrayed them, so they raised up another witness so that there was a full number of witnesses. God says that there should be more than one, and so Paul lived that. He did his work with other people. Most of the time, somebody else was there to help him.
历史上呢，我们也记得呢，关于那个复活，主耶稣基督复活，在使徒行传里，我们读到呢，那里有12个门徒。当然，卖主的那个犹大死完以后呢，他们又补充了一个。不认一个呢，所以呢有12个门徒呢在那里给主耶稣基督复活做见证，所以他们是说这个做见证要神的，给神做见证确保有更多的人来做见证，所以使徒保罗在他坚持了这个原则，当他做见证的时候呢，他至少要和其他的另外一个人在一起做见证。
So why would we as Christians try to do the work of God withsomeone else alongside us working with us.
那么为什么我们基督徒们呢要去做神的工的时候要旁边有其他的几个人或者一个人或者几个人和我们在一起呢，和我们一起来做呢？
Well, the answer is twofold. Number one, we would do it because it will give greater credibility to our message.
所以呢第一个呢我们这么去做的目的呢是让我们所传递的信息呢更加有信誉。
And number two, we would do it because it's going to be easier for us to do it that way.
第二条呢我们两个以上人去做呢是说几个人一起做这件工作呢就比较容易做一点。
We read in the books of wisdom that two are better than one, because if one falls down, the other can lift him up.
这个呢我们在另外的地方读到智慧呢，就是说呢两个人是最好的智慧，因为如果一个人跌倒了呢，另一个人可以把他扶起来。
So the work in Philippi was strong in part because it wasn't just Paul who was doing the preaching.Timothy was there. They were working together.
因为他们在当时在那个腓立比所做的那种传道呢是非常强大的，因为不仅仅是使徒保罗一个人在那传道，那个提摩太和他一起在那传道，所以他这个信息是非常强大的。
And so this letter then was written by Timothy and Paul to all the saints in Christ Jesus.Who are at Philippi.
所以这封书信呢是提摩太和使徒保罗和提摩太一起写的，写给所有在腓立比的圣徒们。
So Philippi was a significant city in the Roman Empire at the time.
所以呢当时呢腓立比呢在当时的罗马帝国里那个时期是一个非常重要的城市。
Do you remember the story of Philippi from the book of Acts? How Paul was called by the Spirit of God to Philippi, took with him Timothy and Luke and possibly others. They went to Philippi, they preached, many got saved.
所以呢大家也记得在使徒行传里面呢，当时呢使徒保罗和提摩太还或者是路加还有其他的人呢，他们去腓立比这个城市去传福音，当时呢很多人得救了。
And then you'll remember that Paul and Silas were cast into prison and they didn't have a very happy time there, but many people got saved in prison too.
然后你们也都记得呢，当时保罗和希拉呢，他们被下到监狱里面去了。当然呢，监狱里的日子是不好过的。但是同样呢，在监狱里呢，又许多人得救了。
So Philippi was an interesting assembly because there were some in it who were very, very rich like Lydia, and there were some who were very, very poor like some of the converts from prison, some of the guards and some of the prisoners, and they would all have been in the same assembly. Very delightful combination of the full society.
因为大家也记得呢，当时在腓立比的那个当地教会呢，是非常有意思的一个教会。他们当中呢，有些人呢非常非常的富有，就像那个卖紫色布的莉莉亚一样，他是极其有钱的。然后呢，有些刚从监狱里得救的，就是一些狱卒、服刑犯；有些呢，就是那些守卫，也得救了。所以在整个这个当地教会里呢，他这个人员的这个多重性呢是非常有意思的。
Now the name Philippi is very, very interesting.
所以腓立比呢这个名字呢也是非常有趣的。
It means a lover or a friend of horses.
所以这个呢意思呢就是说呢是爱马的人或者说是马的朋友。
That's a strange name for a city.
对对一个城市来说这个名字有点怪。
There's a city in the United States called Philadelphia, and that means people who love their brother.
所以呢在美国呢有一个城市呢非常有名叫费城就是 Philadelphia。这个费城的意思呢就是说是他们爱他们的弟兄。
That's an easy name to understand. But why would Philippi be called a lover of horses? Why do these people love their horses?
这个呢就是说你爱你的弟兄呢是非常容易理解的。那么为什么这个腓立比呢他这个城市的名字呢叫做爱马的人呢他们为什么爱他们的马匹呢
And it's quite possible that this place was calledPhilippi, because people had a tendency to love their horses too much.
所以呢，这个城市啊，被称之为一个腓立比，就是爱马的人的这样的一个原因呢，就有可能就是他们这当地腓立比的人太爱他们的马了。
Here's the question: What do you love the most?
现在就有一个问题，你最爱什么呢？
And some people say, well, I love my family. Some people say, I love my job. Some people say, I love my car.
有些人说呢，我爱我的家人。有些人呢，说我爱我的工作。有些人说呢，我爱我的车。
My friend, many years ago, went to work, and his secretary was crying.
所以呢，很多年前呢，我的朋友他去工作，去工作的时候，他的秘书呢在哭。
He said to her, "Why are you crying this morning? What is wrong? Can I help you?"
他就跟他说呢，今天早上你为什么要哭呢？有什么事情不对吗？我能不能帮你呢
？She said, "No, no, you can't help me. I've just got a big problem at home."
所以他说不，你帮不了我，因为我在家里呢有个大麻烦。
He said to her, "Well, what is the problem?"
然后他就在说呢，那个麻烦是什么呢
？She said, "Well, I had problems with my car, and my car wouldn't go. So I said to my husband, 'Can I borrow your car today to go to work?'"
所以他说呢，我当时呢，我的车坏了，我启动不了我的车，所以我跟我老公说呢，我能不能借用一下你的车，我去上班
？And he said, "Yes, you can drive my car, but if you scratch that car, or if you have an accident into my good car, I."Will divorce you.
所以他说呢，他丈夫说呢， 啊，你可以借我的车，但是如果你把我的车刮伤了，或者说你开我的车出去的时候呢，出了车祸，那么说呢，我就要跟你离婚。
She said, "My husband loves his car more than he loves me."
他就说呢，我丈夫呢爱他的车更爱我，爱他车更多过于爱我。
What a tragedy!
这个是多么的一个悲剧。
Our responsibility is to love the Lord more than any other.
我们的职责呢，就是去爱主，要多过其他的任何人。
So I will tell you now the story about C.T. Studd, who was one of the outstanding missionaries to China a century and a half ago, probably 150 years ago.
现在我现在跟大家讲一个叫 C.T. Studd 的这样一个人的故事。他大概是在100或者150年前去中国做宣教士的一个杰出的属神的人。
C.T. Studd was a very great man, and he felt that he should serve the Lord in China, and frankly, all of you who are Chinese have been mightily blessed by this great man of God, C.T. Studd.
C.T. Studd 呢，他是一个非常伟大的人，所以呢，他觉得呢，他要在中国去中国做宣教士，所以呢，你们中间很多人呢都是中国人，你们中国人呢，其实呢，你们那个受益于这个 C.T. Studd 呢很多，因为他去中国传教，也是因为他是一个很伟大的传教士。
He just happened to be born very rich.
所以呢，他其实出生的时候就非常富有。
Not many of us are like that, but he was. He was born into a very rich family.
所以呢，我们并不是每个人都会出生在一个很富有的家庭，但是他一出生呢，他家里就很有钱。
He was very athletic and became known as one of the most outstanding cricketers in the world at the time he lived.
他呢其实很有运动天赋，当时呢在他那个时候呢，他成了一个非常杰出的英式板球的运动员。
But he loved the Lord Jesus very much.
但是他非常爱主耶稣基督。
And he gave away all his money.
所以他放弃了他所有的钱。
And he abandoned his fame.
所以呢，他也呢，就是遗弃了，他放弃了他的那个运动天赋。
And he went to China to tell the Chinese people about the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他去到中国去，告诉中国人主耶稣基督。
I think that's a wonderful story.
我认为这是一个非常美的故事。
So the question is, why am I telling you that story? And there's a little more to it.
所以呢，就是问题是为什么我要跟你们讲这个小故事呢？其实里面还有一些东西我要说。
He had a girlfriend, and he said to her one day, he said, "You know, I would like to marry you."
所以呢，他有一个女朋友，你知道，有一天他跟他女朋友说呢，我想娶你。
But he said, "I'm just not sure that I should marry you."
但他说呢，我不是很确定，我是不是应该和你结婚。
She said, "Well, why would that be?"
他的那个未婚妻说，为什么这会这样呢
？He said, "Because."I think you love me too much.
他说呢，我认为你爱我爱的太多了。
She thought, that's strange. He's a wonderful man. Surely I should love him. Why would he say that I think you love me too much?
所以他就说这个就太奇怪了，因为你是一个很可爱的人，那么你为什么要说我太爱你了呢？
And so he said, well, here, this is a poem that I want you to memorize.
他呢，这个呢，这是一首诗，我要你把它背下来。
And Roy, it's very hard for you to translate a poem.
对我来说呢，去翻一首诗呢，可能比较难。
I'm going to give it to you anyway, you do your best.
所以呢，他不管怎么说，他会把这个诗讲出来，我会尽我最大的努力把它翻成中文。
So the poem goes like this.
这是这样的。
Lord Jesus, I love thee. Thou art to me far dearer than Charlie, who was C.T. Studd, far dearer than Charlie ever could be. I'll give it to you again.
Okay.
Lord Jesus, I love you. You are to me far dearer than Charlie ever could be.
所以呢，实际上呢，他就说呢，主耶稣基督啊，我爱您，您呢，远远超过我所爱的那个 Charlie， 那个 Charlie 就是他讲的 C.T. Studd。
So the question is, how much did the Philippians love Jesus？
所以现在的问题是呢，腓立比人呢，他们有多爱主耶稣呢？
They should have loved Jesus far more than their horses.
他们应该呢，去爱主耶稣基督远远超过爱他们的马。
How much do you love Jesus?
你有多爱主耶稣呢？
Is the answer far more than anyone else? Far more than anything else. That's what the challenge in the book of Philippians is. What do you love the most?
所以这个呢，就是呢，你要爱主耶稣基督，胜过爱世界上的任何其他的人，胜过爱世界上任何其他的东西。这个呢，在当时在腓立比的里面，他们所遇到的问题呢，就是说你最爱的是什么？
All right, now verse 1 says that in the church at Philippi, there were three types of people.
所以这个第一节你讲的呢，当时在腓立比的那个教会里呢，有三种有那种名号的人。
There were saints, there were bishops, and there were deacons.
所以他们是呢，众圣徒、众监督、众执事。
In every congregation of the church, there are these three types of people.
所以呢，在每一个教会里，就是会众里面呢，都存在着这三个类型的人。
Every person who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior is, by the will of God, a saint.
所以呢，每一个人，他们接受了主耶稣基督为他们的救主，那么借着神的恩典呢，他们就是一位圣徒。
As such, these people are separated from the world. They are separated to God. When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're born into the family of God, and God recognizes you as a saint.
所以这个呢，就是那些这些人呢，他们是被神从世界里面分离出来的，分别出来归依于神的。当你信了神以后呢，你就是归到神的家庭里面去了。那么在神眼里呢，你就是一位圣徒。
All right, then there were the bishops in the assembly.
然后那里面呢，有监督在那些教会里。
These bishops are the overseers. They're sometimes called elders. They're sometimes called, the name's escaping me, elders, overseers, and I can't remember the third name. It'll come to me in a minute.
Okay. 所以说呢，在这个教会里呢，他们有那些监督层的那些人呢，他们有时候呢被称之为长老，有时候呢被称之为监督。他说在他脑子里还有一个名字，他一下没想起来，待会儿再告诉大家。
All right, these people are the leaders in the assembly.
他们这些人呢，都是那些教会的领导人。
They have responsibility before God to look after the assembly, to look over, to oversee the people in the assembly, to make sure all is well.
他们实际上呢，他们是从神那里，神给他们的职责呢，就是看顾、照看、监督那些教会的会众，所以他们叫那些看顾的叫监督者。
They are to make the decisions regarding the assembly, the congregation.
他们呢是在那些当地教会里为会众做决定的那一些人。
And then the third group of people are the deacons. They are the ones who do the work.
然后呢还有一类的人呢，他们叫执事。这些执事呢，他们其实是去执行、去做事的那一批人。
So in every assembly, first of all, the elders, they lead the people, they're responsible to the Lord.
首先呢，在那个教会里呢，有监督，监督呢，他们是带领贵重的，所以他们呢，是对神负责的。
Then the deacons, who are the workers, they do the many, many responsible jobs in the assembly.
然后呢，就是有执事，执事呢，他们实际上就是工人，他们呢在教会里做了很多很多的事儿，为神去做事儿。
And then lastly, the saints, and the saints are the younger, the more immature believers, and by the grace of God, they are growing to the point where they soon will become workers, and the workers, some of them, will become overseers or elders in the assembly.
然后呢，就是那些圣徒。圣徒呢，就是那些呢刚刚信主的，或者说是那个信心还不是很成熟的这样的一些圣徒，他们会在教会里成长，成长以后呢，他们终究会变成执事，就是去做工作的这样的工人，然后呢，最终呢，也有可能变成长老或者说是监督。
And then.The Lord says in verse 2, he says, a grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus gives. He gives grace. He gives peace. We say, thank you, Lord.
第二节说呢，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。这就是我们的主耶稣基督。他赐给我们恩惠恩典，赐给我们平安。我们说感谢您，主耶稣基督。
All right, verse 3 says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, making requests with joy.
第三节说呢，我每逢想到你们，我就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候呢，总是为了你们从头一天直到如今。
Every time Paul thinks about the Christians in Philippi, he remembers them and then he prays for them and he has joy in them and from them.
因为每一次呢，当时的保罗呢，他想到腓立比的这些圣徒的时候呢，他就为他们感谢神，为他们祷告，并且为他们喜乐。
If you were to see Paul, When he wrote this letter, he probably would have been in prison in Rome. If you saw him in Rome, you'd say to him, Paul, how are you today?
所以呢，如果你是假设你可以看到使徒保罗，就是当时呢他写这份书信的时候，你可以见到他，因为他当时在监狱里，你就可以问你，或许说你问他，保罗你还好吗？
And you would look at Paul and you would say to him, Paul, why are you so happy? You're in prison.
然后你就看看保罗，你就说，使徒保罗，你为什么这么高兴呢？你是坐在监狱里的。
And Paul would say, I'm happy because I keep thinking about all those lovely Christians in Philippi.And, they're marvelous Christians. I love them. They love me. We're all part of God's family. And Paul was filled with joy because of the Christians in Philippi.
因为使徒保罗他就会告诉你，他说我这么高兴的原因呢，是因为当我想到呢，腓立比的那一群基督徒们，他们都是一群奇妙的基督徒，他们是家神家里的成员，所以呢，我爱他们，他们也爱我，我们都爱神，我们都是神家里的成员，所以当我想到他们的时候呢，一想起他们，那个喜乐呢，就充满了我的心，所以我是为了腓立比的圣徒们感到高兴。
Now there's a sense.In which I am somewhat like that this evening.
这里呢，也从某种意义上来说呢，就像我还有我们一些人在今天晚上参加这个 Zoom 学习的。
I look at those on the screen this evening and I say, Harold, do you know who these people are?
所以呢，我看看在屏幕上的你们这些人，我就跟自己说 Harold, 你知道他们是谁吗？
These people are those who love the Lord Jesus or have a desire to know more about the Lord Jesus, and they're good people. Harold, I'm just thrilled. I have great joy when I think of you people wanting to hear the Bible tonight.
这个呢，我就跟自己说呢，这些人呢，他们爱主耶稣基督，他们有些人呢也有很大的愿望，想要去学习圣经，所以呢，我说他们都是一些特别好的人，所以 Harold 啊，我就这跟自己说呢，我这些人呢，他们这么愿意来听圣经，我心里呢就充满了极大的喜乐。
Now, like Paul, I don't know you all, but I can say, Lord, I'm thankful. I get great joy just thinking about the names that I see on the screen, faces I wouldn't recognize, people I don't know at all. All I know is that Jesus loves you, and I love you, and my objective is to pass on to you something of the truth of God.
你就像使徒保罗一样，当我看到这个屏幕上的你们这些名字还有你们这些面貌的时候呢，实际上我跟我自己说呢，Harold 在你们中间呢，甚至很多人呢我们不认识，我都不认识，所以呢很多人呢那个完全呢我也不了解他，但是呢我知道你们都爱主，所以呢我也爱主，主也爱你们，所以我跟自己说呢 Harold 这个呢他们都是一些爱听神的真理的爱主的人，所以他跟保罗一样内心呢也充满了喜乐，一看到你们一想起你们。
Now one of the reasons that Paul was so appreciative of the Philippians is given to us in verse 5. He says,For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
所以呢，这个里面呢，另外一件事情呢，就是使徒保罗很感激腓立比的那圣徒呢，是在第五节里。第五节说呢，因为 头从头一天到如今，你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Now, the word fellowship here is an interesting word. It means a number of things. The first thing is that the saints in Philippi worked along with the apostle in many ways. They were fellow laborers.
这个交通呢，其实在这个里面呢，是非常有趣的一个词。那个交通呢，实际上这就表明呢，当时呢，他们在那个腓立比的那个教会的那些圣徒们，他们都是一些伙伴的关系，互相交通。
And we all tend to like those people who work with us.
所以呢，我们都想要像那些和我们一起工作的那样的人。
Somebody asked me a few years ago, they said, Harold, how do you make friends?
所以有些人问我，很多年前问我说， Harold, 你怎么交朋友呢？
I said, well, the easiest way for me to make friends is to work alongside people in the work of the Lord Jesus. When I work with them, we become very close friends. Our fellowship is very close.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，他说我交朋友的方式呢，就是去和那些人一起去做神的工。我们在一起为神工作的时候呢，我们就会成为很亲密的朋友。然后这样呢，因为在我们的这样的一个交通的过程中，我们就很容易的就成为亲密的朋友。
Are you in close fellowship with other Christians?
所以你和其他的基督徒们有那种很亲密的交通吗？
When you say, I hope so, how could you be that way? You could work alongside them. You work with other Christians. You'll be close to them. You will have happy fellowship.
所以这个呢，就是你说我希望是这样的，但是呢，其实你真的是可以那么去做。你要想和人呢有很亲密的关系呢，你就和他们一起做神的工，在和他们一起做神的工的过程中呢，你们就会就是成为很近的朋友，这样你们就有很亲密的关系，你们就有亲密的交通。
But there was another way in which the Philippians had fellowship with the Apostle Paul.
这里呢还有另外的一个方式，就是当时腓立比的圣徒们呢和那个使徒保罗的交通。
And that is that the Apostle Paul didn't have a job. He was preaching, and as he was preaching, he continued to give himself to the work of God, and so the saints in Philippi sent him money for the work of God.
因为呢，当时呢，使徒保罗呢，没有工作，所以呢，他去跟当时腓立比的那些圣徒们讲道，讲道了以后呢，他还私下里和他们在一起做神的工，因此呢，腓立比的那些圣徒们呢，就捐献一些钱给保罗。
And so for both those reasons and for others, Paul rejoiced at the fellowship that they had with him.
所以呢，这是根据上面讲的那两个原因呢，就是说呢，使徒保罗和当时腓立比的圣徒们有这样的交通和亲密的关系。
And then in verse 6, Paul introduces a very delightful principle.
然后呢，在第六节里呢，那个使徒保罗呢，阐明了一个很令人欣慰的原则。
And if you want to memorize some of the word of God, Philippians 1:6 is a verse that you should memorize.
所以呢，如果你想背一些圣经里的神赐给你的经文的话，那么腓立比书 第一章第六节是你应该记住的一节经文。
It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
所以腓立比书第一章第六节说呢，我深信那在你们心里开始了一个善工的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
What is the future for the Christian?
所以基督徒的未来是什么呢？
Well, the answer is among other things that the Lord Jesus Christ began a good work in us when he saved us.
所以呢，还有其他的原因，但是就是说当时主耶稣基督要在我们的里面开始一个善工。
And we got very excited about that. We said, this is marvelous. He loved me enough to save me.
所以呢，我们说这个太奇妙了，因为他足够的爱我，所以他来拯救了我。
But that's not the end.
但这个并不是终点。
That's like being born again.
这个就跟重生一样。
And when a little baby gets born, it's all very exciting and very wonderful, but there's a whole lot more to it than that.
现在当一个新生婴儿出生的时候呢，大家都感到非常激动，都感到非常高兴，那么呢，还有远远超过这个的东西。
And that child, he gets to live on and on and on, hopefully for many years.
所以这个婴儿呢，他会就是说一直活着，一直活着，可能要活很久。
And by the time he gets to be relatively old, he turns out to be either very good or very bad or awfully mediocre.
所以呢，有时候呢，当这个人长到一定的年龄或者非常老的时候呢，可能是一个非常的坏的人，也有可能是一个非常好的人，也有可能就是一个平庸的人。
And I think it must be very disappointing for some parents.To realize that they brought their son or their daughter into the world and they had great hopes for them. And frankly, they didn't amount to very much. Sometimes children bring shame instead of joy and glory.
所以呢，我认为呢，对于那些父母来说呢，他们让这个孩子出生到这个世界上来，来了以后呢，他们对这个孩子抱着极大的期望，希望他将来呢有所成就。所以呢，但是呢，有些孩子呢，他们长大了，他们却并不是有什么杰出的事情，所以呢，让他们失望，甚至说呢，给他的家人，给他的父母带来耻辱。
Sometimes the children, instead of being a help and an encouragement, they end up being a problem to their parents all along, and often the problems get worse than better.
因为这有时候呢，这些孩子长大了以后呢，他们本来应该是去鼓励他们父母，去帮助他们父母。但是呢，这些孩子呢，常常呢，在家里呢，他长大以后成了一个家里的极大的麻烦。所以呢，这个麻烦呢，是变得越来越麻烦，所以没有一点都没有好转的迹象。
So what happened to you? What is going to happen to you?
所以呢，在你身上，你要会发生什么？你将来会成为什么样子了
？And this verse says that, like the Philippians, God began a good work in you, and He is not going to give up on that good work. He is going to bring you to fruition. You will end up being like Jesus, and that is very good.
所以呢，这一节经文告诉我们，实际上呢，神在你的里面呢动了一个善工，神在你里面动了工以后呢，他不光是动了工，他还要完成这工，他一直是说要保持他在里面动的这个善工呢，最终完成，最终呢，你就会像主耶稣基督一样。
What is the benefit of being a Christian?Answer, Jesus Christ will work in your life as in the life of the Philippians, and he will accomplish in your life by the grace of God in my life, he will accomplish a good work. That's exciting.
所以这个呢，作为一个基督徒有什么好处呢？就答案就是说，你如果是一个基督徒，那么主耶稣基督他就会在你的人生里动工，动一个善工，开始一个善工，就像他在腓立比的那些圣徒的人生里开始的一个善工一样的，他在你的人生里，在我的人生里，借着神的恩典呢，他都要开始一个善工，然后呢，神呢，他保证最后一定会完成这个善工，这个是太好了。
All right, well, that's maybe where we should leave our considerations tonight. We'll carry on in verse number 7 next week, but we've got a good foundation laid. The Philippian message is a great message for our hearts.
这个呢，就是今天呢，我们最好呢，就是在停在第六节里。停第六节呢，就是说呢，我们下一个星期开始讲第七节。第七节我认为今天呢我们做了一个很好的介绍，做了一个打下了一个很好的基础来学习腓立比书，这个就是呢神在我们的内心呢动了善工。
All right, let's have a word of prayer and thank you for being with us this evening.
然后呢我们来做一个结束的祷告，要感谢大家今天晚上和我们在一起学习。
Lord, we are grateful for your goodness to us.
对主啊，我们非常感激，感激您的美善。
And we thank you for the truths of God that we can learn and understand and that we can rest in.
所以我们也要为神的真理去献上感恩，我们可以去学习，我们可以去理解，然后我们可以在神的真理里有安息。
Lord, you were good to the Ephesians, and you were good to the Philippians, and we pray that you will cause us to heed the counsel so that we might say, and Lord, you've really been good to me.
主啊，您对当时的以弗所的圣徒们很好，对腓立比的圣徒也很好，所以我们祷告呢，我们要聆听您给我们的这些所有的忠告，然后呢，最终呢，我们要得出这样一个结论，就是主啊，您真是对我太好了。
So we give thanks again for your kindness, for your love, and for your grace.
所以呢，我们为您的慈爱、您的爱、您的恩典献上感恩。
We give thanks for each one.
我们也为在座的每一个人献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, thank you one and all. Thank you for this evening.